Hello, this is John Allsop, and this is your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. First off, was just I linked to a brand company's website where their case study of taking the UPS logo, which used to be based on the kind of delivery wheel trolley thing where you put parcels on. Used to be kind of based on that. So at the top of the what's now the shield was a string wrapped box, and they wanted to move away from the delivery of packages to a broader brand, and now they have the shield. So it's just really the story of that. And one of the books that I've been working through talks about. It's your typical American case study. The classic one for me is McDonald's, where they talk about McDonald's obsessive need for consistency globally, and so their kind of hardcore systems to achieve that, and UPS, it seems, is kind of very like that in the States. But my experience of a UPS, and this goes back 20 years, was of a very grumpy delivery driver who drove like an absolute prat. And from that I extrapolated, because I used to spend a lot of time on the road, and noted, I thought, that UPS drivers in general seemed to drive like prats. I'm not big on, I don't drive around shouting at people. I'm not big on, that guy's a track driver kind of thing. I'm very live and let live. But I noticed that. And so that's my experience of the UPS brand. And you can tell me as much as you like about how they get up 5 minutes, before they need to, and do affirmations and how brilliant they're going to be in the day, whatever, I don't care. That's my experience of UPS from that driver, and from that day I resolved never to use UPS, and I never have. I don't have a huge, when did I last send a parcel? Almost never. So I don't have a need for UPS. But I have a very negative feeling against UPS. So I'm really just highlighting reality versus the stories, the business stories that you get that are obviously pro the company, and they've gone through a PR process before they reach you. I'm very much more into the reality of these experiences, and that ties in with my kind of usability thing as well. A website can look great, fantastic, pats on the back all round, brilliant job, everybody go home, and then the users hit it, and the user experience is the reality. Let's just see if we can test that. I wonder if we can see whether who was it who was I was moaning about the other day, who hadn't put up the date, completed the date field. It was good energy, wasn't it? So let's see if they've done it now. So this was again was something I was talking about the other day. No, the date field is still not done, and that was last Wednesday. So, yeah, we'll talk about that as well. Okay, so that's that. Here's another great example that I do like. Originally, when I kind of got into business and marketing, I liked Tom Peters was my man, and he's full of these stories, and I do love them. Here's one from, now, where is it? It's from Unmarketing, I think. Scott Stratton, and he reckons that he was he talking about going on holiday or something on Twitter? And he knew he needed to get some shoes. There was some prompt that he sent out on Twitter, just kind of moping around, saying what he thought. And a guy said, I think I can help you with that. Give me your address. And Scott Stratton did. And the guy said, I'm going on holiday now, but I'll send you some stuff. 2 or 3 weeks later, Scott received a parcel which contained shoes, 3 shoes, I think he said, different designs, stuff that he really liked. And it turns out the guy who'd sent them him was a designer for Rockport, and I'm assuming Rockport is a shoe company in America. I've no idea. Let's have a quick look. Rockport. Yeah, Rockport shoes. Right, okay, so now presumably, and Scott didn't really know what to do about that. He loved the shoes. He emailed back the designer to say, what do you want back from me for this? And the designer said, just enjoy the shoes. And Scott experienced that as a kind of a jiu-jitsu kind of thing, that he knew that the designer knew that Scott had a huge following on Twitter and would talk about this. In the end, he talked about it all over the place. It was an example of great marketing for him that he used in his talks, and he eventually put in his book, and now I'm repeating to you on this. So it's a viral story. And you can create those things by being unusual in your market. But the thing behind that is that, first of all, the Rockport designer presumably had sent Scott perhaps some test models of new stuff that was coming out, or perhaps some, I don't want to denigrate it at all, but, or perhaps they were brand new models and he was looking for some feedback anyway, because he's a designer. So he wanted to see what people thought of them, and was free, that's part of the point, to send samples out to people to get feedback. That's kind of part of that whole design thing. I don't know that companies in general are that, allow that freedom to people. Maybe they do, who knows. The second thing that the Rockport designer knew was that Scott Stratton was big on Twitter. Nowadays we have things like clout. So this comes down to a strategy of building interactions and looking for opportunities with high leverage people on Twitter. So you might seek to influence Stephen Fry, for instance. And so that's not the mass following approach for Twitter. It's very much a who's influential on Twitter. And I'm working on a system to kind of calculate that, if you like. But clout is one way of doing that. One way you could do it is to use Twitter search and see who's talking about a product a lot, and tie that to clout. But these are things that take a lot of human time, but you can automate them. So that's the kind of thing that I'm going to be working on. If you're interested, get in touch. Next up, the part of being... I read some... Where did I read this? It just popped up. That's interesting. It was only 8% of companies outsource their social media. So whereas I come from a PR background and companies usually outsource their PR if they had a PR function, social media, it seems, is closer to the heart. And that's good. That's fine. So in terms of me running your social media system. It kind of doesn't work because I'm not close enough to your business, but I can help with strategy, that kind of thing. And therefore, the big issue with social media is about time efficiency and doing things that have impact and not doing things that don't. And just one of the, you know, so you end up with a load of kind of efficiency tools knocking around. And there was just a piece in from the psychologist in The Guardian. He liked don'tforgetthemilk.com as a kind of reminding tool. So you might like to just have a look at that. Then I was reading about, now this is really quite scary, reading about the story of a company that had created a effective cockroach killer. And because it was effective, they were actually making their market smaller. So they actually sold less of this stuff every year. And so companies then, as they do at a higher level, looking at the brands that they were managing, looked at the cockroach killer and saw a failing product because the revenues were going down. And so that went into a bag of brands that they were going to sell. It ended up being sold outside of America to a German company. And that effectively was the end of that cockroach killer. And so we still have cockroaches. That's the kind of story of that. And I find that horrifying. Because that's not how the market is supposed to work. The better products are supposed to come through, and we as humans on the planet are supposed to get into a better place because the market is supposed to be giving us the best products. There was an opportunity here, a marketing opportunity, to be the hero, to be the company that got rid of cockroaches for the majority of people. And it was not taken up. And I find that terrifying. So my message from that is be the hero. Finally, is just this sense of, if you're a photographer, you're likely to be photographing most of the time, so you're not likely to be in your office handling inquiries from, say, magazine editors who want to use one of your photographs. So you'll handle those inquiries at the end of the day, for instance, but magazine editors are fast, so they need a way of using a photograph immediately they see it. So that seems just as an example of a business where time is actually crucial to the user, to the buyer. And the photographer ought to have a system where those photographs are available, buy them, use them, done. So they can carry on taking photographs and the website sells the photographs. And it just seems like an example of that. And I'm sure if you look at your business from a time perspective, you can find instances throughout your business where time is actually the crucial thing and automation frees up everyone from that kind of delay. So I would just encourage you to have a look at your sales process and make sure that there isn't a blocker there. I mean, quite apart from the time delay for the magazine editor, if you can't sell your photograph to that person there and then, they're obviously going to say, well, I don't know when I'm going to get to talk to this photographer, so I'm going to have to look for alternatives. So they'll pass on you and go looking for other people. And we see this actually with insurance as well. I see it all day, every day at an insurance broker that I work with, that someone gets to, I'm going to sort out my insurance, and they fill out the form online, and then they, you know, we ring them back, even if it's just half an hour, and they've gone to the next few on the list and they've booked it, or they've gone to lunch and they don't want to receive the calls anymore because they've bought the insurance from the next person. So there's a great example where time, we think that we've put up a form on the site so people can inquire right there and then, but actually time is absolutely crucial. And really we ought to be encouraging them to phone us. But outside office hours, you know. But that, you know, that's the problem. With other companies, you can call them 24/7. So time again. All right, that's it for today. I will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.